Holly Wary, an artist, counselor, and community advocate, has created a way to blend her skills and enthusiasm into one nonprofit. It is called Whole Village Art Therapy, and it's an organization that lives up to that hefty name. We're joined here at WWNO with Holly to learn about art therapy and how it's becoming part of the New Orleans community. So thanks, Holly, so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with a little bit of your history and how that's played a role in this. So I know you did work in Sri Lanka and India. So what do you feel like you have learned from those programs that you've brought to this nonprofit in New Orleans?
Before I did that work in India and Sri Lanka, I worked here right after Katrina. And so I did a lot of trauma-based work. And then I worked in some schools doing art therapy. And then I went to India and Sri Lanka. And I started some programs that are still going. And I had a lot of students and psychologists and psychiatrists that I worked with and taught. And I was supposed to be there to teach them a lot of these skills, which I did. However, I learned a ton from them. And just really, I think the biggest impact of that particular work on Whole Village Art Therapy is the idea of the whole village. Here, when we talk about therapy, a lot of times it's how do we help the individual heal? But when I was there, a lot of that work was how do we help, you know, the whole family heal? How do we help this one person become a better family member or a better member of society? It wasn't like, how do we make them a better person themselves? That wasn't the idea behind the therapy that was happening. So a lot of people don't have this luxury where we could be like, oh, let me take an hour for yoga or let me take an hour to go see my counselor. That's not a luxury that like a mom who has kids and works full time and, you know, is a single mom, like that's not a luxury they have. And so a lot of times here, we're just like, well, they can't make the appointment. I guess you can't have therapy. What we try to do in one part of Whole Village Art Therapy is trying to get this community healing going, right? So it doesn't mean that you all have to heal together, but you know, there will be spaces and opportunity for moms to learn this healing process alongside their children or their dads or who, or grandma, grandpa, whoever it is, while they're like meeting other people in the community and things like that.
Right. So have you learned to use glitter in whole new ways?
Yes. Yes. And yep, glitter. Mm-hmm.
Glitter is amazing.
Yes.
That's great. So what is a part of art therapy that maybe people maybe don't know about that you want to tell them about, or like the role that the Whole Village Art Therapy plays in that?
Right. So there's not very many art therapists in New Orleans at all. So I think that people just don't really know what art therapy is, and they also don't know the credentials for it. So some people here who are even therapists call themselves art therapists, but people really need to know that if you're seeking out art therapy, that the art therapist should have an ATR or ATRBC behind their name, which is the credential for art therapy, which means you have like a master's degree in art therapy and thousands of supervised hours, and you've taken a test and done all the things you need to do. So that's an important part of that. And then also a lot of art therapists are also LPCs, which is a licensed counselor. So it's really important that when, you know, you're doing art therapy, that it's a credentialed person doing it. But I also think that people might think you have to be an artist to do art therapy, and you don't. You can hate art and still get something out of doing art therapy. So it's not, you know, just for artists at all. You know, some people also think it's just for kids, but it's not. It's for everyone. Typical people with special needs, people who have problems, people who are really mentally healthy, you know, like how some people go to yoga or go meditate or whatever. This is like another way of kind of finding yourself being a very healthy, mentally healthy person.
So. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about art therapy and Whole Village Art Therapy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
To learn more about the nonprofit Whole Village Art Therapy, you can go to wholevillageart.org, as well as read about them on nolav.com or wwno.org. For Nola V and WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Holly Wary.